over almost 22 years of the priesthood and teaching people about the faith, one of the questions most frequently asked to me, especially by Protestants and maybe fallen away Catholics, is why Catholics believe that we have to go to a priest to receive God's grace. For example, why do we have to go to Mass to receive the Eucharist through the priest? Or why do we have to go to confession to a priest to have our sins forgiven? The more knowledgeable among these people will quote to me the passage from St. Paul's first letter to St. Timothy, where he says, "There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." The problem is that while Jesus is the only way to the Father and the only mediator, it is clear elsewhere in Scripture that it is the will of God the Father and Jesus that other human beings participate in the mediation of Christ. From the very beginning of God's revelation of himself to the Hebrews 3,800 years ago, God has chosen individual human beings to act as his instruments to communicate his will to the world. People like Abraham and Moses, David, Elijah, Samuel, and Isaiah. These people were sent to Israel to act as mediators, to deliver God's message, to do his work. And so today we find the prophet Isaiah acting as a mediator between God and man and giving us this beautiful passage, an important passage: "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." In fact, the message of God which Isaiah mediates to Israel also tells the people that there will be another great prophet who will come to declare this same message again to Israel. A voice crying out in the desert, a voice mediating between the Messiah and the people of Israel. In today's gospel, St. Mark tells us that this long-promised mediator who comes out of the desert is the prophet, St. John the Baptist. Still, why does God send mediators? And why would he need any more mediators after Christ? After all, Isaiah and all the other Old Testament prophets came before Jesus. Even John came before Jesus. Why would we need a mediator after Jesus? Advent is a season of preparation for Jesus coming into the world, coming as one of us, a human being. At the very heart of the mystery of Christmas is the fact that God became one of us to communicate with us more clearly and completely through his human bodily actions and words. And so we read in the Mass of Christmas Day from the Gospel of St. John, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." In his person, through his incarnation in the flesh and his bodily entering into the world, Jesus the Word is the great and perfect mediator, bringing God to man and man to God in his very flesh. As St. John tells us elsewhere in Scripture, "That which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes and touched with our hands concerning the word of life." But Jesus took his body with him when he ascended into heaven. On the other hand, in a very real sense, he is still here in his body. Of course, he's here in his body, which is the Eucharist, but he's also here in his body, which is his church, which lives and acts through all and each of us. We are here in our bodies, still speaking with human words, hearing with human ears, and seeing with human eyes. And by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we received at baptism, Jesus lives in us and acts in us and through us. And so he continues to send human beings into the world to mediate his message through the body, through proclaiming and hearing the word, by the symbols we see and touch, and the sacraments we receive. And so all of us are called to mediate God to the world in some way, just as it's been throughout salvation history. Some are called to be great prophets like Isaiah and John the Baptist. Some are called to be apostles, like St. Peter and St. Mark and their successors, the popes and bishops. And some are called to be priests, like myself. And in the great mystery of the priesthood, through the mediation of a human being sent by God, Christ can come to us and we can come to Christ. By the priest's proclamation of the gospel and by the sacramental signs they administer and what we hear and feel and see and taste, Jesus comes to us in a most unique and clear way. Not because of the priest himself, but because of Christ who acts through him. The gospel today tells us that 2,000 years ago, the great mediator, St. John the Baptist, proclaimed, it says, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And in response, scripture says, people of the whole Judean countryside in Jerusalem were going out to John as they acknowledged their sins. Nowadays, we do much the same thing when we go to the sacrament of penance, where we acknowledge or confess our sins before God's appointed mediator. But when we hear those mediators say, I absolve you from your sins, we hear in their human voices, them mediating not the voice of John the Baptist, but them mediating the voice of the one true mediator between God and man, the voice of Jesus himself. The voice Isaiah talks about today when he says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her guilt is expiated. Comfort. Give comfort to my people. Priests have this role as mediators in this very special way, and it's a great gift to the whole church. But as I said before, by your baptism in water and the Holy Spirit, all of you are also made to be mediators of Christ. Like ordained priests, you are called to prepare the way of the Lord by proclaiming to your family and friends and co-workers, by your words and by your good example, the joyful news of Christ coming into the world 2,000 years ago at the first Christmas, to bring merciful forgiveness to those who repent their sins, to dwell with all his power and peace in those who accept him, to tenderly comfort all who are prepared to welcome him. Now, for many devout Christians, this Advent season is a time when we hear this call to proclaim the gospel, and it can elicit a very strong emotional response in us. We hear, prepare the way of the Lord, and our hearts are moved to respond, yes, Lord. But then most of us tend to stop on that sort of emotional level. We want to do something, but we don't really try very hard to carry it out. Sometimes we don't try because we're afraid. Sometimes we don't try because, well, you know, we've tried before to tell people about Jesus and nothing seemed to happen. And sometimes we don't try because we really don't know how to prepare the way of the Lord. But no matter what our reason is for holding back, God still calls us to mediate him to his people. If your excuse is that you're afraid, remember Isaiah tells us today, fear not to cry out and say, here is your God. And if your excuse is that you've tried before with little or no results, remember that you're only the messenger, you're only the mediator. Jesus is the one working through you. As St. Peter reminds us in today's second reading, with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 days, and 1,000 days is like one day. It may seem like your efforts are fruitless, but your effort is only instrumental. You prepare the way only by doing your best to allow God to act through you, and then you wait to see how God finishes the work without you. Remember that even the great mediator of the Messiah, St. John the Baptist, recognized that his work was incomplete and only an opening for the Lord. One, he said, who is more powerful than I is coming to you. And as the all-powerful Jesus Christ acts through you, don't worry about seeing results. Be patient, as St. Peter tells us. The Lord does not delay, though some consider it delay. And finally, If your excuse is that you just don't know how to prepare the way, begin in the beginning. The best place to start is by preparing yourself. As you attempt to clear a straight path for the Lord, first clear a path to your own heart. And begin by doing that by following the message of the baptizer. Confess and repent your sins, big and small. Renounce your vices, your bad habits. Remove any obstacles that might lie in the way, in the road between you and God. And open your heart to the Word of God, proclaimed in the Scripture and the teaching of the Church. It is God's will and God's plan that the human mediation of God to man did not end when Jesus ascended to heaven. Few of us are called to be public figures, mediating like Isaiah or St. John the Baptist. And not all of us are called to be ordained priests. But every single one of us is called in some way to go out into the world to prepare the world to receive Jesus Christ. And this is especially the case during the season of preparation for the coming of Christ, this season of Advent. As we now move more deeply into the mystery of this Holy Mass, as the Lord Jesus descends to this altar and becomes truly present in his real body, and then comes to you in Holy Communion and abides in you, his very body dwelling in your very body, hear with your hearts and with the ears of your body as he calls you through the mediation of St. John the Baptizer and of your priest to go out into the world this Advent and prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Praise be Jesus Christ.